Al-Buraq Wall is associated with Islamic beliefs and the miraculous ascension of the Prophet. The name of this wall is taken from the name of the horse, which took Prophet Muhammad from Al-Masjid al-Haram to Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. After the ascension, the Prophet chose that horse to return to Mecca. Buraq is the name of the horses ridden by prophets. In the book Tabaqat al-Kubra, Ibn Sa'd cited the Prophet as saying that he went to Baytul Muqaddas with Buraq and tied it to the wall, which is called Al-Buraq today. People of Quds say that there is a place in Al-Aqsa Mosque in Babul Muqarriba, which is called Buraq. In that place, there used to be a mosque with the same name near the west entrance. In 1967, after the occupation of Quds, Zionists ruined this mosque, plus some other mosques and historical monuments of the city. Al-Buraq Wall is 58 meters long and 20 meters high. It is made of 25 huge rocks. The lower rocks, which are older, are mostly buried under soil, and only one-third of them can be seen. The altitude of this wall from sea level is 708 meters, which is the lowest part of the old city. After the occupation of Baytul Muqaddas in 1967, Zionists performed some drillings right in front of the wall under the pretext of exposing the lower parts in a bid to identify the types of stones. These drillings revealed that the old wall consisted of seven stratums, and their antiquity date back to Herodotus. That is Herodotus' time between the years 37 and 4 BC. There are four other stratums which date back to the first era of Roman Empire in the second century. But the upper rocks date back to the time of Byzantine Empire and Islamic eras. The drillings lasted 2 years, during which many dozens of mosques were ruined. The real intention of Zionists in these drillings was finding a 360 meter area along the west of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Of course, Zionists believed that the real length of this area was 491 meters. Zionists renamed Al-Buraq Wall as Nutba Wall and initiated holding of their religious ceremonies next to it. They claimed that this wall was a part of their hypothetical alleged Solomon's temple. In Jewish encyclopedia, it is claimed that Al-Buraq Wall was a part of Solomon's temple, which was left from the ruins in 70 AD and turned into the most important shrine of Jews. The same encyclopedia also notes that Solomon's temple was destroyed in the course of time. Therefore, the reason why Jews worship this place is not clear. In other Jewish books, some other unfounded claims are made under the influence of Zionist movements. All these claims are unacceptable based on historical facts or evidence from ancient times. Books, glossaries, and encyclopedias which address issues related to Jews unanimously state that Herodotus, the builder of this temple in Beit al-Muqaddas was not a Jew. Rather, he was Arab. He finished building this temple in 9 BC, and it was this very temple which was visited by Jesus Christ.